A senior Garda has warned that criminals are monitoring nests for the purpose of poaching wild songbirds, which, according to a report in the Irish Times, can sell for up to €200 a pair. While some bird species can be bred in captivity and sold into the caged bird trade, the poaching of wild species is illegal and can cause significant stress to the animals. Among the birds in demand are bullfinches. Let's take a listen. The sound of bullfinches out in the wild where they belong. Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland joins us on the line. Niall, what's been happening?
Well, there's a legitimate cage bird trade, as you said, using captive bred birds. And the law is that birds that have been bred for generations in captivity can be sold as pets and for the aviary trade. But what's been happening, it seems, in certain parts of the country is that unscrupulous people have been monitoring the nests of wild birds, like the bullfinch you played there and goldfinches as well, and putting rings on the legs of the chicks. You see, to prove that a bird is captive bred, it has to have a ring put on its leg when it's very, very young, because when it gets older, the ring wouldn't fit on its leg. But what they're doing is monitoring these nests, it seems, putting the rings on the legs of the young chicks and then coming back later to collect them from the nest when the parents aren't there. And then people who are buying these birds aren't aware that they've been taken from the wild. So it's becoming quite a problem, we think.
Why would anybody consider it a good idea to cage these birds?
Well, you know, we're a conservation organisation. It's not for us, I suppose, to criticise the cage bird trade if it's done legitimately. I guess some people take pleasure from listening to them and watching them in cages. Personally, I would much prefer to see them in the wild where they belong. But of course, one of the reasons, the motivations for people to take them from the wild and sell them on like this is because of the money that can be made. As you said, they can reach up to €200 a pair, so there's quite an incentive there.
The birds aren't rare, but is it fair to say that being captured in this way, that it would cause them significant stress?
Oh yes, particularly for the bird like the bullfinch, that they're very highly strung, very easily stressed, and actually the fact of being handled by humans would absolutely terrify them, and many of them would die as a result just from sheer stress. We also know with some migratory species that if they are captured and kept in a cage and then are unable to migrate, the stress of not being able to migrate at the right time of year can actually be fatal as well. It's something that, you know, every cell in their body is screaming at them they need to head south, and they just can't do that. So as you said, most of these birds that are being affected aren't rare at the moment, although they were badly affected in the past because of the cage bird trade. We certainly hope that won't become a problem for them again.
Is there very much of this sort of crime?
Well, that's a very good question, because nobody really knows. It's really underreported. I think in Ireland, as a nation, we do very badly when it comes to wildlife crime. We have very good nature protection legislation, but very poor enforcement. The National Parks and Wildlife Service is very under-resourced, and a lot of these crimes just aren't recorded. And it'd be very easy for people to do this in a very covert way, where nobody would ever notice this happening in a remote location. So we think that the number of cases that have been reported are really the tip of the iceberg.
Is it fair to say, though, that the main problem remains the poisoning of birds of prey?
That is a real scourge in this country, absolutely. As the National Parks and Wildlife Service just last week published their latest report showcasing a shocking litany of poisonings of birds of prey over the last few years, of 300 recorded. And we know, again, that will be the tip of the iceberg, because it's only the birds that are actually found dead, then tested and the poisoning is confirmed, that actually make it into the reports. For every one that's found, there must be multiple other birds that are never, ever discovered. And this is a real problem. It's getting international headlines for Ireland for all the wrong reasons. It's seen as barbaric, and it's something that absolutely has to stop. It's totally illegal.
And is any progress being made in this area? Because it's something that we've been talking about for a number of years now.
I think that the public mood is shifting. I think that people are becoming more aware of the issues around wildlife crime, and we're certainly very heartened to see that the government has pledged finally to launch a wildlife crime unit next year. So there'll be proper liaison between the National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Gardaí, and also NGO organisations like Birdwatch Ireland, to try and tackle these crimes, to try and properly record them, and hopefully to bring in some prosecutions as well, because that's an area where we're sorely lacking. So hopefully the mood is shifting and we'll see a change.
Niall Hatch, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. Niall Hatch there of Birdwatch Ireland, with the time coming up to 2 minutes to 9.